This is Daim Shabazz at the Chess Drum. We're in Turin, Italy, and I have with me Ian Wilkinson. He's the president of the Jamaican Chess Federation, and just going to ask him about his impressions of the tournament and about Jamaican chess. How you find the Turin, Italy so far, Ian?
Italy, Torino, not so bad. I mean, some things could have been better. For example, the accommodations could have been a little bit better where we are staying. The rooms are more or less okay, but we wish we had more facilities, you know, including a refrigerator. The bathrooms don't have shower curtains, but those are relatively minor things. All in all, we are relatively comfortable.
How's the Jamaican team doing so far? We're going into round five. Are you pleased with the progress of the teams?
The men's team, I'm relatively happy with the men's team. I'm barring, you know, a poor result in round four when we lost to Mexico 4-0. We had done very well so far. In fact, it was our best start to a tournament. In round three, of course, we had drawn with Finland 2-2. And with a little bit of luck, it would have been 3-1. The men's team, I can't complain so far. The women, very disappointed so far. The women have not performed very well. Deborah Richards on board one, a great talent. She has fought very, very hard, and she could have been 4 out of 4. But the supporting cast hasn't, the other girls have not stepped up. But approaching the halfway mark, I'm hoping that the girls will begin to pull their weight.
So what are there any specific goals that you have for the women's team in terms of points, or is there something specific you're trying to accomplish in this Olympiad?
Yes, well, for the women's team, I was hoping Deborah Richards on board one would get at least a woman IM norm. I'm hoping that the team overall would finish on a plus score, and I'm hoping that Vanessa Thomas would at least get a feeder rating. Vanessa Thomas is the third board. She played in Slovenia in 2002 and did fairly well. Camille Castle, the reserve, is a new player with a lot of ability, so it's early days for her yet. Zhu Wei, Chinese-born, Shanghai resident, well, now in Jamaica, is on board too. She had a 50% score in Slovenia, so I was hoping that she would, you know, lend a stronger hand to Deborah Richards. But as I said, we are very ambitious, and that is why I'm so disappointed at this stage of the tournament, because after four rounds, we still have not won a match.
Now, let's switch to the Jamaican scene. There's been a lot of progress made in the last years that you have been at the helm, including the chess league that is going on now. What other types of plans do you have for invigorating chess in the Jamaican scene?
I have been accused of being overwhelmingly and too ambitious, but some of the plans include setting up a parish association, because Jamaica has four parishes, similar to, you know, America, say, has over 50 states. We have like 14 parishes. We want an association in each of those parishes to generate chess activity. I'm planning some serious work to get the government to have chess being mandatory in schools, certainly up to third form or ninth grade, depending on how you look at it, so that every student, as soon as he enters school, would begin to learn chess. And that is across the island, and we have approximately 300,000-400,000 students registered in the country, approaching even 500,000. So the main plans that I have to improve women's chess, targeting the juniors and the cadets, to get chess into schools and to get an association into every single parish, so that chess can be island-wide, because now the emphasis is concentrated in Kingston and St. Andrew, you know, the main metropolitan areas. So we have a lot of work ahead of us. The Chess League, of course, as you mentioned earlier, has been doing extremely well in its first year, and we already have plans to expand it next year when the number of teams should be at least tripled. So we are looking very positive so far.
In terms of chess, do you have the support of the Jamaican government for your initiatives?
Not yet. The main reason is ignorance on the part of the officials. We are trying to educate them as to the benefits of chess for individuals, including students, and also for adults. The government has a setup where you have what we call the Sports Development Foundation, which is, you know, it could be regarded as an arm of the government in some ways, but it's a separate entity where that body gets money from a lotto source, a lottery source, and that lottery source, the government has set up a fund whereby a certain portion of the lottery earnings have to go to sports, that sports development foundation, and that foundation in turn allocates funds to different sporting bodies. The Chess Federation is like almost at the bottom of the rung. We get very little support, and I had to raise hell, if you'll pardon the expression, to get support, and they sponsored approximately 3 tickets for this trip to Torino. So that had never happened before. They had never sponsored even 1 ticket before, so getting 3 this time around is good, and they have already promised to lend more support for the next Olympiad in Dresden, Germany. So we are pressuring the government to lend more support in terms of getting equipment in and to assist for the Chess in Schools program. So I'm very optimistic about that.
What about plans for tournaments, maybe drawing some international players to Jamaica? Jamaica is a very beautiful island. It's a tourist magnet. A lot of people like to come there and sit on the beach, and Bermuda has been very successful in that regard. Are there any plans for having those type of tournaments come to Jamaica?
Well, the world would have known already that you played in a tournament in 2004 there. Amon Simatoe came and played. Nigel Short visited last year. Well, earlier this year, in fact, January 2006. We have plans to have a super tournament, Super GM tournament, possibly in another 2 years' time. We also have plans to have an international tournament where players of all strength, you know, particularly from around the Caribbean, would come and play, and including our North American brothers. The thing that we want to do, we want to host the subzonals for men and women, and I've already spoken to a number of persons, you know, in official positions as far as that is concerned, because traditionally, because of its resources, Venezuela has hosted that tournament, but we have indicated that we would like to host the subzonals. So we have plans for the subzonals. We have plans to host a Super GM event where we try to get a number of top 10 players to come. And we have already identified a couple of ideal venues where such a tournament could take place. One in Montego Bay, which is a tourist mecca, in the parish of St. James, and one actually in Kingston and St. Andrew, which is very, very good. So there are quite a few plans on stream. In addition, we are trying to resuscitate the Caribbean Chess Championships. And along with our brothers in Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados, we have been planning, and hopefully by later this year, those plans will take shape.
Okay, last question, and this I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up, and I know it's a touchy subject, but in the third round in the Chess Olympiad, we had a controversy. Jamaica was playing Finland, and Shane Matthews was playing Tommy Nyback in a very intense game, and apparently there was a controversy that had ensued. Could you kind of explain to us what happened in that situation?
Well, this is hearsay. I wasn't there, but I've spoken to the persons who were actually there, including the player himself, Shane Matthews, who is a gentleman, a Jamaica record 7-time national champion. Shane on board one against Nyback, whom I should tell you, from a couple of days ago, I've been calling him Tommy Takeback. Shane was in a lost position, a piece down, but he had some, counterplay. In fact, he had pawns on the board on 2 different wings, aiming to promote one. But White was winning, and Nyback had White. And what he did, Nyback actually took up his king and moved his king, I think, from e3, and I was about to place it on the f4 square, because he took up the king, he took it up, moved it, and it hovered over the f4 square. But when he realized that was a blunder and it would have lost, he immediately put it back and then move his bishop, which was the winning move, to prevent the Shane from pushing his pawn to b2. And if Shane had played to b2, he would have queened and won the game. So immediately realizing the king move was a blunder, Nyback put it back and then moved the bishop. Shane protested immediately and said, no, you have to move the king. That's a touch rule. Nyback did not say Jadoub or adjusting or anything, and in fact the king had been on the same square for several moves and did not need adjusting. There was a witness, the team captain Robert Wheeler, saw everything that happened. I think a Barbadian, it might have been Juan, a Delisle Juan, saw what happened. We summoned the arbiter because Shane refused to play on, quite rightly. We summoned the arbiter. The arbiter was not there at the time. And Nyback said that he said adjusting Jadoub, but he never did. The witnesses clearly saw that he never did, and Shane, who is a gentleman, maintained that he never did. The long result, the end result was that the arbiter ruled in favor of Naibach without consulting the witness, the independent witness from Barbados, and we of course lodged an appeal, but there has been no ruling on the appeal as yet. It was unfortunate because the Jamaican team played very, very well. Russell Porter beat veteran GM Westerinen on board 4, which was, as far as I have been told, first ever victory in Olympiad played by a Jamaican over a Grandmaster. Dwayne Rowe and Warren Elliott played very well on boards 2 and 3 respectively to draw with 2 IMs, and we ended up drawing the match 2-2. If Shane had won that match as he was supposed to, based on take-back's blunder, we would have beaten Finland 3-1, which would have been the biggest upset so far in the event. So it left a bitter taste in the mouth of a number of persons, and it affected Shane very deeply, so we had to rest him for the following round. And as you see, the players never played as well in the next round, and we lost crushingly to Mexico because it did affect our players. You know, we're very disappointed because Naibach's behavior was not in the spirit of Olympiad play, and it's not going to stop here.
Well, let's just hope the appeal that has been launched will be considered, and it will be looked at, and a just decision will be made. Is there anything that you want to leave with the Chess Drum audience?
Well, I want to say thanks to you, Dr. Shabazz, and the Chess Drum for the wonderful work you have been doing over the years, certainly since I've been involved in chess. I think you're a credit to chess journalism. I would like to say to the Chess Drum audience that continue to not only support the Chess Drum, but support chess in whatever way you can, by not only playing, but supporting people who actually play. And I wish you all the best for the future.
Well, I thank you for those closing comments, and hopefully I'll be able to come back to Jamaica again. It's a wonderful place, and the hospitality is great in the land of wood and water.
Thank you.
So we're signing off. We're in Torino, Italy, and we're about to go into round 5. This is Daim Shabazz, the Chess Drum.